Blog Talk Radio.
We're live.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon. Amber Waves, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by J.W. Rule Landscaping Services, Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan's Steakhouse, Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan, and Massage Mastery by Cheryl in Countryside. And last but not least, the Naperville Trolley.
Ding, ding!
I'm playing music.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I also welcome your call. So give me a call today. I'm giving away Ribfest tickets. The number to call is 347-945-7215. Someone just blew past the broadcast booth where we are broadcasting live this morning from Ribfest, Naperville Ribfest. And like I was just starting to say, someone came by with a loud boombox. Well, I guess they're not going away. We're going to hear music in the background. Maybe I should get a hold of the big guy in charge of Ribfest and see if he can help me out and get that music turned off. Marty Walker, the president of the Exchange Club and the guy who is running Ribfest this year, will be joining us this morning. We are at Ribfest Live. I'm also here on the Naperville Trolley. Annette Worley is in the house. Ding, ding. Hey, Annette. She's here. She's got on the side of the trolley, brand new sign promoting the Dolly McCarthy Show. So thank you, Annette, for that. We're so happy that she's the sponsor of the show now. And this morning, we're here early this morning. There are no ribs, but we have our good friends from Bocconi's Pizza here that have provided the masses here this morning that are making all the magic happen behind the scenes with breakfast pizzas. Bill Bocconi is here. Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
Hey.
Hey there.
I hear you.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Bill, for all of the breakfast pizzas you brought. I see there's one with eggs and bacon. I grabbed the one with the Ribfest special. It's the one with the barbecued pork in it. It is fantastic. Yeah, I'm having my breakfast of champions this morning.
Good stuff.
It is. It is the best pizza. We love it. Last night on our way to Ribfest, we ordered a pizza from Bocconi's first. So we enjoyed our Bocconi's pizza at home and then came to Ribfest and had more rib and corn. So it was a Thanksgiving night for sure at the McCarthy house. So, Bill, thanks so much for all the great pizzas. These are delicious. I know you have two locations in Naperville. The one I hang out at is on the north side of town by Naperville North High School. Then you've got one that Vilma, your wife, is locked down at all the time.
Yeah, on the south side of Naperville. She's right here with me.
But she's here this morning. You both had the day off. Good for you. And I know, I understand you guys provide food to all the volunteers at Ribfest. So hats off to you guys for all you do in the community. Bocconi's Pizza, 630-717-9530. Check them out, everybody. All right, now I got to talk to the big man in charge here, Marty Walker. Marty, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can, Dolly. Thank you. I'm here.
You're on the other side of the park where they're blasting loud music, I take it.
Well, obviously, they just decided to fire up the amplification on the stages and doing their sound checks. you know what? It doesn't bother me. It's a great background.
Yeah, it is. It's not bad. Nice background music for the Dolly McCarthy Show. Last night, came by, saw an amazing Styx concert. The sound was fantastic. And I've been to quite a few summer concerts this summer, Marty.
Yeah.
Different towns having concerts. And I have to say, Ribfest has the best sound. It's fantastic.
I know. We've been absolutely blessed in our 26th year of doing this event by the Exchange Club in Naperville. And we have given back to our community well over $13 million, programs that work in the prevention of child abuse and domestic violence. Many of these agencies would not survive without the benefits of what we do at Ribfest.
Absolutely not. And you've raised how much to date? How many years has Ribfest been in Naperville now?
This is our 26th year. This is our 26th year. 1987, they started.
Millions of dollars.
$13 million.
And at a time. Fantastic. Well, it's the 4th of July, everybody. You all know. Happy 4th of July. It's my one day off of the week. I'm coming, of course, to my favorite festival, Ribfest, and I couldn't be more happier to be here this morning with no crowds.
I'll
be the only one jumping the bounce. No crowds right now, but this place doesn't open until noon, everybody. But it is really cool to be here when it's not full. Last night was crowded, but it wasn't. Marty, you know what? You guys got it going on this year. It was crowded, but you didn't feel like sandwiched in. I got from one end of the park to the other within 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, we designed it
here that
way. We designed it that way. We cut our capacity down to whatever was the capacity in the north side, and that's what we left for the entire park. We do not have any more than 25,000 people here at a time, even though we are allowed to have up to almost close to 60,000 people, so that we don't have that boxed-in feeling.
No, that made the night. That certainly made the night, and I didn't lose any of my kids, so I was happy with that. But the music was fantastic. So let's talk about some of the performers you're going to have tonight. I am so excited because tonight is only one of two nights that I could be here. And guess who's here tonight, everybody? Billy Cross and the Firefighters. They're going
to
be here.
Yeah,
I think Billy Cross and the Five Alarm, really. Billy Cross and the Five Alarm. Let me correct that for everybody. You know, one of my favorite songs of Billy's is Till Your Boots Are Dirty. You ain't country till your boots are dirty. So maybe I could get Billy to sing that song a little bit. But he's also got a great song called Oh America. So he's singing tonight at Ribfest. I'm there. Who's coming? Marty, tell us about some of the other performers that are coming to Ribfest. You got a great lineup.
We're going to start today off with Casey James, followed by Love and Theft, Country Axe, and, of course, our very own Billy Croft and his Fifth Alarm Band, which I absolutely adore. And then after
guess
Billy,
what, everybody? We're going to talk to Billy Croft a little later in the show. So hang in there. Okay, go ahead, Marty. Tell us who else is going to be here.
And then we're going to close off the musical acts with a local Chicago band, Chicago classic band, rock band, Ara. And then, of course, our headliners will be the Fireworks.
Fireworks tonight. What time do fireworks start?
Fireworks start at 9:30.
9:30. Dark enough at 9:30. Perfect timing. Great.
And
you guys have a great fireworks display. It certainly is. The sun is shining, and it's not too hot. There's a great breeze coming in. This
is
the place to be. Ribfest on the 4th of July. I couldn't be happier.
Honestly, God, you and me both.
Marty, what other acts do you have for the rest of the weekend?
Well, on Friday, we're going to feature a band called Slash. Actually, it's an individual. Slash was the lead guitar player for Guns N' Roses many years ago. Slash will be here with Miles Kennedy. He'll be here with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators for Friday night.
That's
on
some good guitar, everybody. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Saturday, we're going to do one of the ladies' favorites, Rick Springfield.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Girl.
Jesse's Girl, of course, a lady's favorite. And then for Sunday, we're going to be featuring Leonard Skinner. And these are all on our Navistar main stage.
Fantastic. Great lineup. And, of course, we've got ribs.
We have 13 of the best ribbers, they like to be called, from across the country. We actually have two local guys, Charlie Robinson from Oak Park, and we have Uncle Bubs from Westmont, Illinois, are here, and they're accompanied by 11 of the best rib vendors from across the country. We got one that comes all the way from St. Lucie, Florida, Porky and Beans, who was a kid's choice last year for the contest.
Those are good. And I also had Uncle Bubs last night. They were fantastic. Ooh, falling
off
Mark the bone.
Yeah, Mark Lincoln's an awesome guy. He's got a great business out of Westmont, Illinois. And honestly, he does. They have some really good, they have really good ribs.
And, of course, everybody's coming together, ribbers, performers. It's all for the kids. This Exchange Club is one of the best non-for-profit groups out there, and they do this every year. And, Marty, I know, Marty, you have been working year-round on this event with all of your – how many volunteers do we have at RibFest?
Well, we actually bring in – we have 160 members in the Exchange Club out of Naperville, and then we bring in – almost 4,000 people from the community that will help put this program together. It's just absolutely mind-boggling when you think about it.
Can you imagine? How do you manage 4,000 volunteers?
They're broken up by teams. It is. Okay. It's absolutely mind-boggling. But they're broken up into teams. They're all given specific jobs to do. A lot of them are groups from town. A lot of them come from the people that we give funding to through our allocations committee.
Mm-hmm. And then it's all for the kids. So tell us some of the non-for-profits that benefit from this event.
There's actually 52 of them. I can read them all off to you. One is Breaking Free, Casa of DuPage, Catholic Charities, Child Serving Community Center
you
Career.
You've got 52 seconds, Ed. Marty.
Yeah, there you go. Easter Seals of DuPage.
Go to.
And that's just some of the few. 360 Youth. I mean, YMCA of Chicago, Youth Outlook. Young Life of Naperville are some of the ones that we have supported for over
Marty,
the years.
We're a half hour show, so I don't mean to be rude. I'm not being rude, folks, when I cut him off. It's because I want to make sure we get these important points across.
Yeah.
Marty, tell I'm going to get Billy Croft. We have to get on Billy Croft soon. So, but first, I want to hear from you, Marty. What has been the best thing about being a volunteer at RibFest and in your capacity? You're the guy this year. You're the boss.
Yeah.
You have the power to shut this whole event down, and you have the power to turn the light switch
off.
So
I actually had to shut it down last year, Dolly. I actually had to shut it down on one of their opening nights with Steve Miliband when the storm blew through. But, you know, Dolly, I joined the Exchange Club in 2008 as a volunteer pouring beer. And in 2013, I'm chairing the event. Only in America could that take place. And it's been an absolute honor and privilege to have served in this capacity. I'm not looking forward to it, when it comes to an end for me, because I've just had such a wonderful time doing this. It's been, like I said, an honor.
Well, I am honored to know you, Marty. Marty and I have been friends for quite a few years. We've worked together on the 9/11 ceremony outside City Hall every year.
Yeah,
and
we've done pretty cool things.
I am always in awe of you at how you go, 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 go. I think I found my match.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Oh, my goodness. The first time ever a marriage proposal on the Dolly McCarthy show. I'm kidding.
There you go.
Lovely gal, one of my dear friends, Joy, and she's with you, that gal. She's by your side the whole festival.
She just helps out with whatever I do, and she's just always there for me. She's just got a great heart, and I've been blessed in so many ways. And Dolly, so have you. I mean, this is a great country that we live in, and to support and to do programs like this that can benefit, the charities that we support, and, it's just been a great thing to be able to give back to our community. You know, we have been blessed in so many ways to live in America, and it's like to be able to do these kind of things has just been wonderful. And I thank you for being on your show and being able to talk about RibFest, one of my personal favorite things.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for
being
here. We're having a great time. We're at. Thank you so much, Marty Walker from the Naperville Exchange Club. Hats off to that group of 160 some odd volunteers and gather up 4,000 volunteers in the Naperville community. My hat's off to the Napervillians here today, because half this town is working this festival. I shouldn't say that. half of the town knows someone who's working this festival and is supporting someone who's working this festival. All the kids involved, the teens and the parents and all the beer pourers that are going to be having cramps in their arms tomorrow morning after today. My hat's off to all of you.
Well,
and
thank
you. I'm looking forward to tonight's kickoff fireworks and Billy Croft. And speaking of Billy Croft, he's here with us this morning. Hey, Billy. You know, I sound like I'm announcing a parade today for some reason. I don't know. I think it's just the environment I'm in right now. It's very festive. We're sitting here with Bocconi's Pizza. So our tummies are full. This pizza is amazing. You should do that with the eggs and the bacon.
Yeah, I love
and then
that
got
restaurant,
the Ribfest
too.
And we're really excited with Billy Croft here. Hey, Billy, thanks for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Can you hear me, Bill?
Where's Billy at?
Are you there, Billy? Billy!
I'm up on the grant. Hey, how are you, Dolly?
Hi, Billy Croft. All right, we finally made a connection. Where are you? You're somewhere in Ribfest.
He's up in the skybox. Wave to Dolly.
Hi, Sam. We're waving to each other now. Oh, he's in a nice shady spot. It's hot, but it's not too hot.
Billy Croft, it's gonna...
the five alarm. I'm sorry, I said Billy Croft and the firefighters earlier, but it's Billy Croft and the five alarm performing tonight at Ribfest. So excited because, you know, Billy, I love your music. I love country. Can I just tell you, one of my favorite songs of yours is Till Your Boots Are Dirty, and I love Small Town, but I got to ask you to sing a little bit of Oh America, but maybe I should have you talk first. People can hear that you're really here. I'm talking way too much.
Oh, boy. You want me to sing this early in the morning? Really?
Come on. We supplied you with a good breakfast.
I'm the man plowing in the field in the Midwest sun. I'm the man pouring the steel for the car that you run. I'm the preacher, the baker, the pilot, the teacher. A sinner, a saint, I'm your son. I'm the guy that you call when there's work to be done. Well, that's all I got for you.
Oh, my God. Billy Croft, everybody. So the music just started. They're testing all the speakers around Ribfest this morning.
Yeah, that's
so.
I had to move. I had to move a little bit. But we're totally excited to be here at Ribfest. This is our second year doing it, and we got a great time slot this evening at 6:30, and we're real excited about it.
And now, Billy, your band sings mostly country, and
Tonight
you're going to be singing "Oh America," I'm betting. Because today, obviously, is 4th of July. So I'm
happy
4th
of July, everybody.
Independence Day. Come on down to Ribfest. We're broadcasting live right now from Ribfest. Billy Croft and the Five Alarm are performing here tonight. Cannot wait. Billy, you're also a firefighter in Naperville, right?
Yes, I am. I'm an 18-year veteran of the Naperville Fire Department, and very proud to be representing my brothers and sisters in blue.
Well, it couldn't have come at a better time. We want to salute the 19 firefighters that lost their lives and the fires that are burning right now. And we'll be remembering their families and definitely now and tonight. And just a tragic thing that happened.
My brother-in-law
is a firefighter, and I have a lot of respect for these firemen that serve our country and put themselves in harm's way. It's just a tremendous, tremendous service that you do. And then you're also singing in the world, Billy Croft. Check out BillyCroft.com, and you're going to get a sample of his music. But more importantly, come on down to Ribfest and hear him live. He does a great show, really. You do a great show.
Oh, yeah.
How long has
the
band been together?
Well, this band's been together for about 4 years, and we got some great people in the band. My wife actually sings in the band. Her name is Lucy, and she's a Hicks. And I don't know if you know a Hicks Music Store, the one in Aurora, one in Batavia.
Yes.
Hicks Brothers Music, and she's a part of that whole clan. So a very musical family, and
We just got some great people in the band. Been around the block a couple times and just really proud of everything that we do. We're working really hard, and we really would like people to, you know, come to our website and, more importantly, like us on Facebook. Real easy. It's www.bc5a.com, and just like us on Facebook, and then you're going to get updated on all our concerts and you know, all the information that you'll need about the band.
About how many shows do you do a year, Billy? You're pretty busy, it looks like, on Facebook. How many shows do you do a year?
Close to 100 a year, and trying to juggle, you know, being a fireman and being a dad and a husband, and I don't have much time to do anything else.
No. When do you sleep? That's what people ask me all the time, so I always ask others, how do you do it?
Whenever I can.
I am.
I sleep standing up.
Oh, there we go. And hey, don't be snoozing. I see. Oh, yeah, you're standing. You were just kicking back a little while ago up there on that sponsor tent. Don't fall asleep on us. Just kidding.
No.
Where are you from, Billy, originally?
Well, I was. I actually grew up in St. Charles, and I still live there today. Great town, and yeah. So that's where I'm from. I'm still a local boy.
Did you grow up on a farm? I got to ask. Where did your love of country music start?
Well, my daddy is from Kentucky, and that's where it kind of came from. You know, just my parents listening to country music, and it just hit me in the right spot. And I love listening to it. So it's real to me. It's all about stories and real life experiences, and it's pretty great stuff. So yeah, that's why I love it.
You I love the lyrics to some of your songs, especially "You Ain't Country Till Your Boots Are Dirty." Come on, sing a little bit of that for us.
You ain't country because your four-wheel drive is the latest stiff side that's smoking hot, fresh off the lot. Yeah, I wrote that song with down in Nashville with I was actually, funny story, I was buying some boots in Nashville, and I had these boots on, and the guy goes, "Man, those boots look great on you." I go, "Yeah, they feel pretty good." And he looked right at me. He goes, "You know you ain't country till you get them boots dirty." And I go, "Really?" And so I went over to my buddy's house, Danny Wells. He's wrote some big, big hits. He wrote "Check Yes or No" for George Strait, and a bunch of number ones for Rascal Flatts. And I told him the title of the song, and we wrote that sucker in about an hour. And yeah, pretty proud of that one.
Wow, that is a fantastic song. I hope you're going to be singing that tonight.
Oh, we will.
I'll be recording it live. You know, another one of my favorite songs here is "A Small Town," and this is kind of like how we feel about Naperville, even St. Charles. It's a big town. There's 150,000 people here, and St. Charles is pretty big. But you know, you do have that small town feel here. Great people.
Yeah.
Big spirit. Big hearts. Strong spirits. And you know, feel free to cut in, Billy, and sing any line you want of that song too.
Well, I tell you what,
I'm making you work for the pizza.
I love singing, but you know, I want all those people out there listening to your radio show to come out and listen to it live, and
you know,
let them judge for themselves. Yeah, most definitely.
We got a little bit of time, so "Oh America," when did you write that?
That was Mike Reed. He was Songwriter of the Year back in 1986. He had a bunch of hits back then, and you know, it was a few years ago, and we just wanted to, you know, get across how important America is, and you know, the blue collar people who really make this nation work. You know, we really count on our government, and you know, just to stand by us because we need them. And they need us too, so they got to realize that also. So we just wanted to make sure that that was
got across in the song, and I think we did a pretty good job of that.
Mm-hmm. Is there any song in particular that you really love, like really one of your favorites?
Probably Small Town. You know, it's just a fun, tongue-in-cheek song. You know, I love the line in there, you know, I was one of seven boys in my senior class. I played safety, quarterback, and trumpet at the half. I mean, what a great line that is. And it kind of, you know, that's a small town. That's a really small town. So it's one of my favorite songs to play. It's a fan favorite. And you know, people always request that song when we're out there playing.
Indeed, that's for sure. So what's it going to be like for you to be the headliner tonight, being on the main stage at Ribfest? What's that going to feel like when you get out there on that stage? I always wonder what goes through these performers' minds when they walk out there and they see the sea of people. And it's got to be extra special being, well, Naperville's not your hometown, but it's close enough. So you have a lot of fans out here, Billy.
Well, yeah, it's a feeling that's really hard to describe. You know, you feed off the crowd, the energy of the crowd. You know, being a part of Naperville for so long, you know, I'm sure I've ran into some of these people along the way. And it's just nice to be able to, you know, to share my talent with a great city like Naperville. And, you know, I always feel like I have something to give through my music. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the songs that we sing tonight and we'll touch somebody in a way that, you know, makes a difference in their life. And I guess that's why I'm a fireman too. So.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And my hat's off to you, Billy, not just as a performer, but as a firefighter. You are one of the hardest working people that I know. So keep it going. And we hope that you're going to be singing for years to come. Write some more great songs, really great songs.
Well, we will try.
Can't wait to see you tonight, Billy. Have a great time, and thank you so much for stopping by the broadcast trolley. We're broadcasting live today from Ribfest on the Naperville trolley. Ding, ding, where's Annette? Ding, ding, I'm here, Dolly.
Well, thanks, Dolly. We'll be talking to you. We'll see you tonight, Dolly.
Okay, thanks, Billy. BillyCroft.com. Check them out, everybody. And Annette Worley is here. She's going to close the show with a ding ding. We are so proud to have the Naperville Trolley as the newest sponsor on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Didn't I tell you we were going to have some good guests this week? I want to thank Marty Walker from the Naperville Exchange Club, who has dedicated the last five years that I've known him, maybe even longer than that, to making Ribfest happen, and he does it all for the kids. We have an amazing group of volunteers out here, thousands of volunteers. So thanks to the Naperville Exchange Club, to all the Ribfest volunteers. Thanks for Coney's pizza. Ah, he's bringing the trolley bell. Can you guys hear it? Yay! We are broadcasting live from Ribfest on the Naperville Trolley, running in the show. We had a great show this week. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hey, on that note, stay positive. Be good, everybody. Happy 4th of July. And don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Twitter. Happy 4th of July. God bless America.
My love.